All right, straight down to it. As we said, we do have Mayor Teboho Kgaritsanye joining us this morning from Bonela. Thank you for joining us, Teboho. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Botho. Good morning, Sean. And good morning to the listeners.
Good morning.
All right. It's always a pleasure to have you with us this morning. I know when you're here, it means we're going to be talking about very interesting things.
Come on now.
Yes, now.
Reputation.
That's your identity. That's yes. What it is. But let's talk about Bonela as well. I do know that a lot of people know what Bonela and, you know, who they are and what you do, also who you are and what you do. But for the benefit of those that are joining us, Kamaranyan, you know, Babakwe International.
Come on.
Talk to those.
Hey. Botswana Network on Ethics, Law and HIV AIDS is an NGO, a national NGO. HIV. Yes, we formerly were focusing on HIV, but now we're about the right to health.
Nice.
And in the work that we do advocacy, we do community engagements, that is to say, we raise awareness, and we do capacity building for our service providers so that we have a rights-based approach to service delivery across the board. That is to say, from social workers to teachers to healthcare workers as well. Of course, we do advocacy, which is really the engine that runs the Bonela team or the Bonela mandate.
Absolutely. And I know this time we're going to be talking about something that's particularly not, I don't know, not a very obvious one to imagine. We are talking about intellectual property rights. I know, you know, it's something legal, but Bonela, intellectual property rights? Where is the marriage there for status?
You're right to be slightly puzzled. And that is why we're here. Because this is not a topic that we take to the public generally, simply because the work that we do around intellectual property rights is more advocacy with government officials, because really we're trying to ensure that our laws and policies encourage competition.
Right.
So let me just give us some context here and explain what are the intellectual property rights. Well, what exactly are we talking about? Usually when we're on RB2, because it'll be very difficult for us to articulate the subject matter in Setswana. So, so haribuaka intellectual property, rera inventions that result from creativity. So anything that a person invents intellectually, so works, creations of the mind, so to speak. So when we talk about intellectual property rights, we now mean the laws that are applicable. So the bundle of rights that are given to people on the basis of those creative works. Now, under your intellectual property law, which confers intellectual property rights, there are essentially five elements of it. So we have patent law, sort of protects inventions. So we're talking about utilitarian devices, and which is particularly the focus of our advocacy as an organization. But simply because, you know, we're talking about it, I will just for interest sake mention the other four elements, which are trademark law. So trademark law protects brand names, you know, product names. So what Nigeria protects
is good, delicious.
I'm protected by trademark law. Everinale copyright law, which essentially applies to artistic works. So we're talking about books. So artistic works that take on a tangible form. So we're talking about books and music and paintings and so forth. And then we have trade secret law. So the kernel, secret, it's protected, but how could we go to kernel? And rightfully so. We protect the land and it's set. And then we have rights of publicity law. Those are rights.
There's a law that's just
those are rights for individuals to have their names, likeness, persona, voice. Protect the hell unique. So like I was saying, our particular interest is in patent law. Because medicines are created and are therefore patented. So that is where Bonela meets intellectual property rights.
Right.
Because our interest is in the right to health, and the right to health, as much as the amamatelokogai, also means the treatment that we get. Uh-huh. So our issue is, as we are looking at the right to health, so human rights, vis-a-vis the right to health, mm-hmm. And access to medicines, how are we balancing that against the patents that we give to pharmaceutical companies that design medicines? Because this is the idea, right? A pharmaceutical company will get into a lab and fund research, and it's a very expensive endeavor. They will fund research and ultimately come up with a drug. And this medicine, they will then approach a certain state, or in our case, a regional organization being a repo, and they will patent it. They will say, I spent time and resources to develop this drug.
Right.
Now I want to protect it. And the protection, no one should profit off my intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
So they will then patent it for 15 to 20 years, which creates a monopoly. The creator of this drug, pharmaceutical company X, is the only one that has exclusive rights to develop this drug, and so can set the monopoly pricing. So we are in the era of corona. Everything we're talking about is about corona, right? And we know that currently there's no treatment. So which means currently there's a gap in the market.
It is trialed in the U.S.
In trials, right?
Yes.
Which means there is a pharmaceutical company that has been working to find to find treatment.
Mm.
So they are now running clinical trials and investing. After that, they're going to patent it. So just for argument's sake, let's assume a single dose of that is $500.
Mm.
What does that mean for poor countries?
Right.
Are they able to afford that treatment?
Mm.
So that is where, like I was saying, human rights and the right to health now intersect with intellectual
property.
So
what do you say regarding that, Esponella? What is your stand?
Emma, so as an advocacy organization, we are saying that we need to have a certain level of flexibility within our intellectual property law to allow for competition within the medicine industry, within pharmaceutical companies. We need to have less competition. So this is really a three-part series. So I will be back to sort of talk about, because today we're mainly talking about patents and medicines and human rights.
Mm-hmm.
We will be back to then talk about our international law obligations, so the trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights, so the TRIPS flexibility, and how we as a country can and have adopted, or to what degree has Botswana adopted those flexibilities to allow for greater competition within Botswana.
Right.
And then talk about access to medicines in the country. So today was really to sort of introduce the subject matter, to say there is a way in which drugs are made,
mm-hmm.
and there are prices that may be prohibitive for poor countries or poor persons to access certain treatment because of the monopoly power created by patent laws.
Mm. And when you say that, I know there's a case that made a lot of rounds last year, relative to, is it an antidote? You know this. How lumilwe ke noga e go mono go dira go spatela le gore the company that had patented that in a well, because it's an expensive procedure, they will not be doing that. And I think that is where the conversation started. How then is it possible for one company to be the one that is holding the patent or the rights to do that? Because they can call the shots and say, we're not doing it. What does it mean to another right? I think in 15 years, like you said, what happens then? Do we then go back to the conversation of, can we allow more, or should we stick with the one that has already done it? You know, I think it has created a lot of conversation to say that. But I also know that, and you've spoken about pharmaceuticals. In Botswana, we're not very big in terms of pharmaceuticals. But I also know that we have traditional medicine. Is that also something that you'd be interested in Bonela, or is it more clinical?
Our interest really is more clinical.
Mm.
The when we as an organization speak about the right to health, we are speaking about the laws and policies that currently govern that right and the degree to which Botswana access.
Right.
So when we talk about now traditional medicines, that is somewhat uncharted territory, mm-hmm. and somewhat maybe to some extent suffers from under regulation.
Right.
Or non-regulation too. Mm. So it, like I'm saying, it's really uncharted territory, and it's not an area that we as an organization sort of delve into. But just to comment on the point you just made regarding the anti-venom, that is exactly the point we're making. Our patent laws need to allow for that level of flexibility, because even if a drug is patented, our laws can allow for things such as parallel importation. Parallel importation meaning, if, example, for argument's sake, right, Germany creates a drug, or a pharmaceutical company that has its base in Germany and patents the drug under German law, and there is India, for example. Like, we get quite a few of our drugs, Mobile Zona, from India, because right. the Indian patent laws are far more relaxed, and they have more generic medication.
Right.
We get generic medication. Absolutely. Generic medication is from those manufacturers that then create the same drug mm-hmm. with a different brand name, mm-hmm. with the same level of efficacy. Because their patent laws allow that. And then Botswana can then import directly from India without having to go through Germany, and it's cheaper that way. Or they can do... Yeah, so essentially we can discuss the different options or the different ways in which our patent laws can be a bit more flexible to allow for the full realization of the right to health for the realization of the right to health.
Right. I was going to say, why now, though, as we conclude our conversation? Because I do also remember, not so long ago, the reason why I had particular interest in traditional medicine is because we've had people come here. They take it from here, go and do whatever as you said they do to patent it, you know, put research into it, put money and put research, and then come back and it's a finished product. Yanung is patented, and there's nothing we can do. If you do a even devil's claw,
yeah,
or monepenepe for argument's sake, and then it comes back now from Germany and it's called something completely different.
Yeah.
But we know the origins are from Africa. Mm-hmm. So what is your interest as Bonella?
Mm-hmm.
I know you did say the advocacy is more for those that will be doing the patents, but what about, you know, the rights of those in the country as well?
So it's really to encourage Botswana as well to start informing themselves about these things, and we need to do it, right? We need to... I will give you an example of a conversation that has been going on around that amazing concoction on the A1.
Yes. Absolutely.
So then na khone gore batho ba o bone a gora gore go khona go ta tebogo hela ba ta tswa le botilile le figure out what has gone into that and then patented, right?
Yeah, which is what happened.
Which is what happens, and it's a very common story. It's what happened with rooibos. You know, it's about indigenous knowledge and us not capitalizing on and legalizing the indigenous knowledge.
As a country or as individuals?
As communities.
Right.
Because the concoction is on the A1 are the indigenous knowledge of a particular community.
Absolutely.
Really. So like I said, you know, that is not necessarily an area that we're going into. But you did ask for why now. This is not a new project, Kobonela. It's something we've been doing. But we're saying, you know, it's important that Botswana keep knowing what it is we're doing, because ultimately, organization are nice to serve Botswana. So once in a while, information congregate. Once in a while, we need to just sort of
take it out.
Quick question. Is there such a thing as communities getting patents? Because I'm hearing from the way that you're describing this, this is knowledge that belongs to a certain certain communities, and it has been passed down by the cultural practices of that community. Can then maybe the certain organizations come really this medicine that we would like to have patented because we've been using it in our traditional practices for Ilelite thing or a Kalanga thing or a Sasara thing, you know.
Go to the same way that trusts have been owning property in certain areas, and trust is a community endeavor.
Yes.
From my perspective, I don't think there would be a challenge in that. But of course, we are going to talk about the specific laws that govern Botswana in terms of intellectual property and patents and copyrights and so forth.
Yeah.
So we will possibly touch on that in the third interview that we're going to have. But like we said, you know, this was merely an introductory to say, Ghana, we do have this... these laws that affect our ability to access medicines.
Yeah.
And we really need drugs to be cheaper so that we can continue to have continuity of service. Mm. You don't want to get to a health facility with a drug. Ili a drug in gore is what's the name? A drug for a chronic illness,
yes.
Right?
No, we know. We know the story of the United States and Mohat Hasukir.
The EpiPen.
The
insulin thing. The device is called an EpiPen.
No, the insulin itself. The medicine itself.
Yeah.
There was a huge issue in the United States not so long ago.
Clarify that.
So all other issues notwithstanding, with the supply chain issues, we don't want to get to a health facility to access their chronic medication only to find that medication is not available and it is only because it's expensive.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think that is definitely a conversation I'll be very interested in listening to as it unfolds. Deborah, thank you for coming to you this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
And how do they get hold of you
always
again?
Bonella, you can reach us at 393-2516. 393-2516. That is our Gaborone office. And of course, we have offices in Boteti, in Totome, in Gamiland, in Phalape. In Phalape and our head office here. So you can also find us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Bonella. And we are on Twitter at Bonella Ethics.
All right. Awesome stuff. Deborah, thank you so much for coming through. You always have very interesting conversations, dare I say. I'll be here thinking, kante me gona Deborah nare. Kante gona go hale.
O bo tshwara 393-2516.
When you're long gone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Deborah Kharitsanye joining us from Bonella, of course, this morning, talking about the patent law. That is what she will be she will zone in on that specifically with intellectual property rights. I think she's, as she said, she will be back as well to continue the conversation forward. It is exactly 8.